the Grand Canyon, the Panama Canal, Empire State Buildings, St. Peter's Basilica, and China's Great Wall. They consider these things as the seven great wonders of the world. Now, of course, there are different people having different perceptions, and they come to different conclusions, and they look at different things. Different eyes see different things differently. While gathering the votes, the teacher noted that one student had not finished the paper as yet. So the pupil was asked if she was having trouble with the list. The girl replied, "Yes, I couldn't quite make up my mind because there were so many wonders of the world." How can you make up your mind when there are so many different wonders of the world? The teacher said, "Well, tell us what you have and maybe we can help." The pupil first hesitated but then read out the seven wonders of the world. To be able to see, to hear, to touch, to taste, to feel, to laugh, and to love. The room was quiet. You could have heard a pin drop. What lesson this teaches us is that indeed these are the wonders of the world. We always look for wonders of the world in the material things, or in the buildings that have been constructed, in the bridges that have been built, in the huge multi-story constructions. We look for the wonders of the world. Whereas, if these wonders were not there, which I just read out, to be able to see, to be able to feel, to be able to hear, to be able to speak, now if these wonders were not there, those buildings also wouldn't have been built. Could a blind man have built Taj Mahal? Could a blind person have built Empire State Building? Could a blind person have even drafted Empire State Building? Could a person who is totally deaf, could he have taken instructions on how to put up that building? If a person is deaf and blind, and then you instruct him that this building that we want, it's going to be a 100-story building or 150 stories high, and we are going to have toilets here and lifts there and offices here and rooms there and so much of cement and so much of steel will go into the foundation. Now what can that poor person do? When he cannot see, he cannot hear. So those wonders of the world which most students listed and which got the most amount of votes, you can see they are all constructions. Egypt's great pyramids. So those pyramids also, they couldn't have been built if the persons building it had no sight and no hearing. They couldn't have built it. They couldn't have even designed it. They wouldn't have known where to place the bricks. The Taj Mahal, it's the same thing. All these things, they were constructed by man. But first, this man was given the wonders of sight and the wonder of hearing and the wonder of speech and all other faculties when the person was given. The greatest wonder of the world, another one, is intelligence. If a person does not have intelligence, can he put up a proper building? Will anybody go and select a madman from the asylum and assign to him a contract that I want you to design a certain building or to work on a certain bridge over which huge trains are going to run? then inshallah the bridge too and the people that walk over it too and the train that moves over it too, all will go down. And that will be another wonder of the world, that they selected a madman to design the building for them. So those people should also be included in one of the wonders, that they selected a madman from an asylum to design a building. So these little things which we overlook, daily we are using it. That is why we don't appreciate it. This very minute now, as I speak to you, with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's fazal and ihsan, I've got sight. So I'm able to see you. And Allah ta'ala has blessed you with sight, you are able to see me. What a great ni'mat it is. We can see the colors, we can see the shape and form and design of buildings, of human beings and of everything else. So those people who list all these things as wonders of the world, there's nothing wrong with that from the material point of view or from the worldly point of view, that somebody finds one building interesting, somebody finds a bridge interesting, somebody finds some mountain interesting, somebody finds something else interesting. But the real wonder is this, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala designed and fathomed. هُوَ الَّذِي يُصَوِّرُكُمْ فِي الْأَرْحَامِ كَيْفَ يَشَاءُ. In the womb of the mothers, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave all this shape and form and the different colors. Which person can have that kind of ability? And again, it's a factory where there's total darkness. Total darkness. Which factory runs under total darkness? And the best part is the manager also does not know what is being produced in that factory. Have you seen a factory like that? That it works in total darkness. And the manager and the boss, they don't even know what is being produced in that factory. But look at Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's qudrat. That in total darkness, sometimes eyes are being formed, sometimes ears are being formed, sometimes hands are being formed. And then again the fitting of the heart and the lungs and the liver and everything. And then look at all the wiring that is taking place inside. In total darkness, can anybody wire this? If there's a masjid or a madrasa or a multi-story building and the electrical wiring has to take place, so you call the electrical contractor and you say that I would like so many light fittings here and the wire must run from here to there and from there to there. But the only condition is that there will be total darkness. You will have to work in darkness. You can't bring any light to see. And very intricate connections. Now look at Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's wiring of the body. So many wires are running, arteries and veins and nerves and what is running throughout the body. And they say it runs into thousands of kilometers if you have to really put them in one stretch. And all in total darkness. So that is the wonder of the world. Admiring the beauty of buildings and all, there's nothing wrong. But when are we going to admire these beauties which Allah Ta'ala has put in us? These wonders of the world which Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with. Where daily we can see in the mirror our face and look at the wonder of the world. Daily when a person is looking into a mirror, he is taught that he must make dua. Allahumma anta hassanta khalqi fahassin khuluqi. Oh Allah, you made my features beautiful, now make my akhlaq also beautiful. So when the person is looking into the mirror, he's seeing his eyes, he's seeing his ears, he's seeing his nose, he's seeing his teeth, he's seeing his hands and feet. So that is when he must say, Ya Allah, this is indeed a great wonder of the world. It's a miracle for which we cannot make enough shukr, that you blessed us with sight, with hearing, with speech. Then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will also become pleased and he will increase his ni'mats. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of qadr of his ni'mats, one of which is again the month of Ramadan. Last few nights are left, last few days are left. So let us not be negligent, let us not be heedless of the advices which are being given with regards to appreciation of this Mubarak nights and days. Make the best of the opportunity that is available, because every day we are reading on the board, janaza salat of so and so, janaza salat of so and so. They are very fortunate, they are getting the month of Ramadan and they are going. But we take a lesson that we don't know when our name is going to be written on the board, janaza salat of so and so.